Hasan Mezian has the distinction of being the only Muslim legislator in the Czech Parliament. The Social Democrat senator moved to Prague from Damascus to study medicine in 1967, and apart from spells in his native Syria and elsewhere, has spent most of his life practicing in the central Bohemian town of Litoměřice. When we met at the Senate, topics included Syria, Czech Muslim life, and growing anti-Muslim populism in politics. But first, I was curious to hear about Dr. Mezian's period treating Bedouins during his military service.
I was working for a time in the desert, in a Bedouin village, and I had to do everything for them.
Must have been difficult being a doctor in the desert.
Yes, it was very difficult, but I had to. I had to treat everything, even children and adults, and to make some small surgery operations and even obstetrics things. Yes, I had only animals I didn't treat.
Given that you come from Syria, it must have been very hard for you in the last 4 years to observe what's been happening in the country.
Yes, the last 4 years, which is happening because I still have friends there and relatives, and I'm speaking sometimes to them. And the situation of Syria is a very bad, very bad situation. The people there are very friendly, and they didn't distinguish between religions and or ethnics, and the hospitality there is in the first place. And I didn't expect that some violence like this can be in Syria.
Is there anything practical you have been able to do to help people in Syria from the Czech Republic?
I'm trying to help them with the cooperation of my colleagues in the Senate and in the Parliament of the Czech Republic, that we are doing our best to help Syrians, the refugees. And we are going to do our best, if we can and what we can, to make the violence in Syria end by diplomatic ways.
There was a lot of debate in this country about bringing something like 70 Syrians here for medical treatment. How did you view that discussion, that many Czech politicians seemed reluctant to take these Syrian refugees here for medical treatment?
Well, about 70 refugees from Syria, it means 15 children. They are sick, so it's a humanity thing. It's not a question to solve. We have to accept this because the number is not very high. But I heard about some numbers of more people. Some, I don't know, maybe European Union or some other countries want Syrians to come to Czech Republic. In my opinion, the best we can do for the Syrians is to help them to end the violence, to make the violence end in Syria. It's the best thing what to do, first of all. The second, there are about 10 million Syrians are refugees. It's the half of the Syrian population which are not at home. 4 million in the neighboring countries, and 6 are refugees inside Syria, but they are not in their homes. They are in a very bad situation. And the best what we can to do for them, not only Czech Republic, but all the countries in the world, is to help Syrian people to live at their homes and to make the violence end.
You are known as the only Muslim legislator in the Czech Republic. Have you ever experienced xenophobia from Czech people as a Muslim man?
Well, I didn't. I'm living here almost 47 years in Czech Republic, and I'm not solving the question of the religion. I believe in God, but I don't believe in God some in a way of being different in a different religion from the others. I didn't face during that time a serious xenophobia attacks, but only as a politic who has a Muslim name, some of the extremists were writing to me for, I think, from some movement like Islam We Don't Need In, or something like this, or they want to make to go for a walk with dogs and porks and so on in the beside Muslim temples.
You're referring here to Tomio Okamura and his recent thing on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I know him personally. I don't think that he means it. He wanted maybe to make some politic points. I don't believe that he means it.
It seems to me that there isn't much prejudice towards Muslims in the Czech Republic. Is that perhaps because many of them are from the professional classes? For example, you're a doctor. Many Muslims are also doctors or lawyers, or they have other good jobs. Do you think that's one reason that there is not much tension here?
No tension. That's right. And the number of the Muslims are not very small, and they are not solving the question of religion. And what you say, that they are doctors, lawyers, engineers, and they are presenting themselves by their work, not by their religion.
And I guess most of them have Czech families also.
Yes, that's right. They have Czech families, and they are not solving religion at all. They are almost even assimilated here. They are celebrating the Christian celebration. Even me at home, we are celebrating Christmas and Christian celebration. We are not solving which are celebrations, which are religions. They are. When I go to the church, I go to the church. No problem for me.
Sometimes I hear the term used, the Czech Muslim community. But is there really an actual active community?
It's a very nice question, because Czech Muslim community, for me, I think, doesn't exist. I realized that I am Muslim when they asked me, are you Muslim? There are no Muslims community, you are right.
And that's because people have been here for so long, and perhaps there are so few.
Yes, there are so few, and they are Czechs almost, and even Czech people. Many of Czech people don't solve the question of religion, and they are the same like all Czech people.
Given the fact that there are so few Czech Muslims, why do you think that some populist politicians like Tomio Okamura and others are evidently attempting to use the question of Muslims to create fear and to kind of use this as a way to campaign politically?
Exactly the reason what did you say. I don't believe that there is a real danger from Muslims. The real danger is from these people, these populist people, because when they want to make fear here, they are helping the terrorist organizations like ISIS or something like that, because ISIS has an aim to make fear in the world. And they are helping them to make destabilization of... maybe they don't want this. They want to make political points. I don't know.
But why do you think they're doing that? Given that there are so few Czech Muslims, why is this their main thing? Why are they using this as a way to achieve popularity?
I think that they are foolish, or they are making cooperation with the terrorists. I don't believe that they are making direct cooperation with terrorists. So
they're just stupid.
They are stupid, yes.
Are you worried by this trend of politicians like Okamura, even some members of the Civic Democrats, trying to use this way to attain popularity?
I'm worried, but not scared. I'm worried because they are making people fear. And if they succeed, it would be very bad for this country, because it will make fear and destabilization of the country. And which is more dangerous, to have the enemies are 70,000 of terrorists in ISIS or 1.5 billion Muslims in the world? You want to make from 1.5 million of Muslims in the world as enemies? I don't think that it's a wise thing.
What do you think of the pronouncements of President Milos Zeman? He seems to take every opportunity to strongly criticize radical Muslims, and it seems to be one of his main topics.
In the last days, I realized some, maybe, I don't know if small changes or big changes in his position in that way. I think in, especially after his visit to Jordan and to Arabic Emirates, I spoke with him. And I asked him about that. And I think there is some changing in his opinions. It's better to make a friend with the countries who are fighting against terrorism, like Jordan, Emirates, and other Muslim countries. Because 98% of the victims of terrorism are Muslim.
Senator Hassan Meziane was Ian Willoughby's guest in this edition of One on One.